Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
Welcome, everybody. It is April 1st, 2021. We could potentially be living in a post-COVID world soon. Have we beaten COVID? My thoughts on this. Obviously, if you're an Arkansas Razorback fan, it was madness in March. Woo, pig suey! As we went to the Elite Eight. Very proud of that. We've got a lot coming up on that in several of the new updated episodes coming out soon. And where I've been. You know, I haven't been as consistent putting these out every week as I've wanted to. And I'll tell you why. Get a little emotional and get a little honest and truthful with you guys. So, glad to have you listening to the show. This is an audio-only version, so thank you for listening. We do have many recorded episodes on YouTube. And one thing I've wanted to announce is that I am going to be taking more of this content and putting it on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, because I think that's where a lot of attention lies for me. So, if you have ideas, things you want to see in the show, be more than happy to send them in. We go through all the messages, and this show is about helping people. So, thanks for lending a hand and listening. I can't wait to share some of these topics with you guys I have today. Back, everybody. Obviously, this is the first episode of April 2021, and we kind of talked about it in the intro, but have to congratulate the Arkansas Razorbacks just doing something that they haven't done in men's basketball in nearly 30 years and make it to the Elite Eight. I had such a fun time rooting them on. I've got tons of stories that are coming in the next few days, on the next few episodes with former Razorback basketball players, one of them being Memphis Tigers coach Mardrakus Wade, and he will be joining us. Razorbackology Ben will be joining us, as well as some other friends. But I don't want to just talk about Razorbacks today, because this is really the first episode I've put out by myself in a minute. I've got a lot of them that I've made, but I've just been a little, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have been nervous because I want to put out something very authentic. And if I'm being authentic about my life right now, I'm going through a little bit of a midlife crisis. And I joke around with my friends, but it's the truth. This isn't a full-on joke. Like, COVID has caused me to transition from working at the state's largest media company to now being, you know, really unemployed. I mean, I'm still doing a few things, but a lot more time on my hands. And it's something that I just want to be honest and transparent with you all, because you give me your time. And let me get a drink. You give me your time, and I appreciate that. So while I go through this transition, I'm just going to be open and raw, and I can't wait to share this, because, again, part of the reason that I do a podcast is because of the journey. And I've come so far from the very first episode to now that I wish I would have recorded more. And so this isn't a long episode, of course. It's hopefully going to be a micro, under 10-minute episode, because I know you don't have a ton of time on your hands, and I'm just happy that you're listening. The whole premise of lending a hand is to help people out. Normally, if we have guests, we help out in whatever way those guests are professionals at, or whatever skills they possess. I believe one of the skills that I possess is communicating. And that's why I run some smaller episodes to kind of dive into my life, because I don't want to make it sound like I just have this perfect life that, you know, that I don't have stresses and struggles. One of them, if you've seen the last few episodes, I'm not going to spoil this for you. You have to go back and listen or watch them on YouTube. But a few of them have been pretty honest episodes. And if you listen to these next few this month, I think that you're going to find some truths and some struggles that maybe you didn't know I was going through, like from a dating perspective or from a mindset perspective, which I've always been, at least the past few years, I've been very confident in my mindset. And I've struggled a little bit with that in the past. And that's something I want to share with you guys. And so, again, I can't wait. If you do have time, go back and listen to those. It will put a lot more context into my life and maybe surprise you into some things I'm going through. But for now, I want to be optimistic. And in this show, talking about the potential that we have beat COVID. You know, I know so many people have gotten their shots. I've gotten mine. My second one is coming up. And I gotta admit, it's nice to see some states lifting the mask ban. Right around 15% of Americans have been vaccinated for COVID-19. I am one of those, and I believe that you should be too. I am pro-vaccine, and I want to share that. This is my personal podcast, and that is something that I want to put out into the world as we end this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Can't wait to hear more. And if you want more information from me, follow me on Lending a Hand or Keaton Linder on social media.